I don't think I've told you guys about my Salah experience in North. Oh my Jesus. It was super, super fire. Anyways, welcome back to this Lumi and Black episode, and I want to say thank you guys for staying tuned and thank you for clicking on this link this particular week. Is it week? Yeah, it's a new week, I guess. It's a new week. You should get the point. Thank you guys for staying tuned. So today, I'm going to be talking about my Salah experience. I just wrapped up. I'm going to be talking about my Salah experience in the North. For those who don't know what Salah is a celebration. It's a Muslim celebration. It's a Muslim festival. And given the fact that the population of Muslims is more or are more. Gosh, English is so hard. Are more is more in the North. It's explosive. So if in Lagos or in any southwestern part of Nigeria, they kill 2 rams, they should be able to kill like 7 rams in the North. That means more meat. Can I get an amen? Yo, you're not a Yoruba guy. And if you ask, Yoruba people love what? Yoruba people love what? Can I get another one? Yoruba people love what? Meat. Trust me, when I read the story about Esau selling his birthright for venison. Is it venison or venison? For whatever. Is it porridge? If it was meat, the old Yoruba clan would say bet, right? But anyway, that's that aside. But anyways, yeah, more meat. And that Salah celebration was mind-blowing. It was big. It was big. I think not the Salah after the fasting, not the Salah after Ramadan. The Salah, I think the one that happened July. Yeah, I think that's what they call Ileya. Please, for all our international listeners, Ileya is, in the literal sense, is it is time for a house. It is time to go home. That means it's time to go back. Not go back, but like go to the village and celebrate that Muslim festival, your family, friends, and every single person. So they call it Ileya. That's something you should learn. So when you are, if you're in the UK, just go and tell people I've learned a new Yoruba word and say, it's time for, I just want to tell you guys something Yoruba, and say Ileya. So say after me, Ileya. Yeah, go and say Ileya. So yeah, that particular festival, or that particular Salah. I don't know what they call it, Eid something. Forgive me to all my Muslim friends and to all my Muslim listeners. I don't know how to pronounce it, so forgive me. So yeah, so that particular morning, the thing is that the coppers at my lodge area, we already knew we were going to kill some, so we had our own goats. One of the coppers bought a goat. And that was my first time seeing a goat being killed live. It was super amazing. The experience was good because I'd never done anything close to killing goats. The only thing I can kill is chicken and a few other things. And anyways, yeah, so we killed the goat. We roasted the goat. The smell was divine. The saddest part, unfortunately, was that day I was fasting. Heavenly race, I no go tire. It's real. We had to apprehend these things. So anyways, that day I was fasting, and so all the smell, all the aroma was divine. Oh God. Ooh. I smelled just the leg of the goat. It was beautiful. It was amazing. By the way, they call goats in Hausa akoya. So we killed an akoya. We killed a akoya, but you can't say akoya. Whatever. But we shall kill the goat, and we made rice and pepper soup, and it was just beautiful. We had meat coming from several directions because we're coppers now. You know, people just want to spoil us with meat. Like, and trust me now, we're very own Yoruba boy. I don't care what people normally say, don't be eating meat from places you don't know. Alaye, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. We chop him. Like, we ate the meat. Like, it was super beautiful. Now, the reason why I'm telling you guys about this experience is the fact that the Sallah holiday was for just 2 days. Now, these folks took a week. I'm not even joking. A week to celebrate it. Like, it's big. It's nothing small. So, remember, I was teaching in a class, in a school rather, and my students already told me, like, Malam, you're not coming this week, so just forget it. Don't come to school. And I was like, why? It's not just for 2 days. They're like, no, that's how they normally celebrate it here. That is for 1 week. Get it, get. I'm like, it's only Tuesday and Wednesday now. That's holiday. Come Thursday and Friday. Say, But unlike Kaniba, we know they come anyway. Bah, Makaranta. We know they come. We know they come. They your house. Gida Ubanka. They your papa house. Yeah, so that was it. And I'm like, yo, these guys are, they like any excuse to go on holiday. By the way, when during the Ramadan fast, there was no school. They did not come. Why? Because they normally go on extra holiday on fasting time. So that whole month that you fast, no school. School on pause. Now you'll be wondering why they do not like booking the north. That's one of the reasons. Because of too much holiday. Another thing is, these same people, when you check their timetable, they have two breaks within, I think, 30 minutes or 40 minutes. They have two breaks. The first break is called breakfast. Like, what the hell is breakfast break? The second break is called recess break. Like, what the hell is recess after breakfast? And trust me, this particular break that they call breakfast, the students don't have it in school. They go home. So they go home for breakfast break and they come back. Then when it's time for recess break, they also go home and come back. Guess when they close school, people? They close school 1:50. Not on a Friday, on a Monday. That means on a Friday, you already know, they close school around 1 or 12:30. Now you're wondering why people don't like book in this side or in that part of the country. It's crazy. Like, it was totally bedazzling for me. I'm like, what? How do you guys do things like this? At every single opportunity to have a break or a holiday, they take it with everything they have. The violent take it by force. They don't spare it. So, like, that was one thing that was mind-blowing for me. And I felt like, wow. My Lumion Black family, you guys have to know about this. And I had to tell you, these people, man, I would say they are lazy academically, trust me. I'm not even joking. If you're a northerner and you know what I'm saying and you want to be truthful, this, you know what I'm talking about. You would hardly. Sometimes you see some students in classes and they are just like 14 out of 50 something. And they tell you, why is this person not in school? And they tell you, nothing. Or he went to farm. He went to farm on school hours. The fact that farming is more important than education is mind-busting. Like, it did bust my brain, like, steady. And I'm like, yo, man. I really had to do lots of work when it had to come to mind transformation. And I pray that it works. Everything I said works. I had to tell them that, see, you cannot die in Katsina. You cannot be born in Katsina and die in Katsina. At least explore the world. And the only way you get to explore the world is if you have something to offer to the world. Yeah? Whatever it is. Okay, maybe when you have money. But you obviously don't want to be like those leaders who steal and, you know, use that stolen money to explore the world. They explore the world as dollars. To think about it. Oh gosh, it was really a hurtful experience. So yeah, that was it basically. But regardless, the Sallah was beautiful, divine. I ate and I ate and I ate, and my joy was full. It's not possible that food gives somebody joy, but anyways, you shall get the expression. Basically, that was it. And my salad was super, 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 super fun. And I am telling you this because now I'm thinking about how my salad is going to be now in Lagos. It is well. And that is that on this episode of the Blue and Black Show. Trust me, it's another ranting episode. So that was why I tried to keep it as short as I could and not to hold you guys down. So you guys go and enjoy your salad. I'm going to leave you. I'm going to go and eat meat. Like, you know, I'm not a Muslim, but I will not turn down the offer to go and eat meat. Anywhere they are eating meat, please call me. My number is 080-942-71595. My email address is adeniji21@gmail.com. My Twitter handle is adenika_black. My Instagram handle is deinka_black. So any means you want to reach me, WhatsApp, Instagram, Twitter, I don't do Facebook anymore because all my family members are on Facebook. Yes. And I don't want trouble. Thank you very much for listening to this particular episode. God bless you people for tuning in. Please don't forget to share this link and make sure you stay safe. Make sure you eat healthy and make sure you live a good life. Enjoy today. Make sure you do the best you can. And while you're enjoying, enjoy responsibly, eat responsibly, drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive. Please, enjoy. I'm out of Dakulono. Thank you very much. And you guys stay safe. Bye. I remain your very own, your special own. I remain Adenika Black on the Lumion Black Show, signing out, saying peace.
Atapa, godiya gare ka Allah nai 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 har na kasa ubanmu wanda ke cikin sama ya kamata mu dogara ga Allah amma dan Adam da Adama ya dogara ga kansa shi yasa rayuwa ya zama zaman azaba mu yabi Yesu mu tsira ku zo mu taka maganan Allah rai da lafiya daga samaniya har cikin duniya uba da 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 ruhu mai sarki a duk sarakuna Allah shine sarki mu bi shi da bauta da ban gaskiya karfin mu a cikin ikkilisiya sai mu tapa sai mu taka sai mu tapa ku zo mu taka.